daf is Kiddushin daf. Hey, we are holding on the bottom of daf Dalet Amud Beis. We're at Uva Allah. So the first thing we're going to discuss today is once we finish the conversation about how we know Kiddushei Kesef, when we have two different possibilities, two different psukim, from which we derive Kiddushei Kesef, we move on to Kiddushei Bia. How do we know that there's such a concept called Kiddushei Bia, what the source of Kiddushei Bia is, and why we can't derive it just straight from Yavama? Then the Gemara is going to move on to Kiddushei Shtar, and we have a couple of possibilities of how we know that one could be Mekadesh with a Shtar. The Gemara is going to give three different explanations why one cannot get, once we discuss why you can get married with Shtar, we're going to discuss why one cannot get divorced with Kesef. That if what works for a divorce works for marriage, why don't we say what works for marriage works for divorce, and that kesef should work for divorce? The Gemara is going to give the reason that we can't derive, once we have the sources for each of the three forms of kiddushin, we're then going to discuss why we can't derive any of the forms of kiddushin from the others, meaning why doesn't the Torah just tell me one of the forms of kiddushin or two of the forms of kiddushin and let me figure out the third one from the other two? So we're going to make a tzrichsa to explain why they're all actually necessary. And then on the very bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to have the Chiddush of Rav Huna, which we already referenced the other day. Was it yesterday? 2 days ago, where we already referenced the idea that Chuppah is Kona. 2 days ago, Gimel Amud Aleph, that we already referenced the idea that Chuppah is Kona, that there's a fourth method of Kiddushin, and that is Chuppah. Even though we normally think of Chuppah, correctly so, as Nisuin, Rav Huna's Shita is that Chuppah makes Kiddushin, and the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis is going to show where Rav Huna derives that from. And the Gemara is then going to reject Rav Huna in a couple of different ways, try to defend Rav Huna, and then we're going to have two different deos in the Gemara about if Nasan Hu Va'amrahi. What happens normally in order to make a Kiddushin, the husband has to do the giving of the Kiddushin and the saying of the Hareya Mukadeshes. What happens though if the husband gives the Kiddushin, the Shtar, the Kesef, and she says, she's the one that says that she's Mukadeshes. So we're going to discuss a little bit about the role of Amira in Kiddushin. That's going to be on the bottom. We're going to talk about what if you leave out the word Li, so it's not so clear who you're being Mekadesh for. So primarily we're going to discuss, again, the sources for Kiddushei Bia, Kiddushei Shtar, we're going to have Rav Huna's Chiddush, and then we're going to discuss the role of Amira in Kiddushin. Oh, I forgot. Okay, today's daf is sponsored anonymously to Zchusur for Shlema, for Meira Risa Bas Ahuva Leia, Shishav Rafu Shlema, and we thank the anonymous sponsor very much for the sponsorship. So let's pick up now from Uva Allah, about 10 lines before the end of the page, on Dalet Amud Beis. So, Uva Allah Melamed Sheniknas B'Bia. When the Torah says the word Uva Allah, that shows that Bia is a form of Kiddushin as well. And now says the Gemara, but wait a second, why do I need a pasuk? V'alo dinu, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma Yevama She'in Niknas B'Kesef, Niknas B'Bia, if when it comes to Yevama, where a Kenyan Kesef does not work for a Yevama, yet Bia does work to be Kona Yevama, so don't you see that the baseline that's said over there is that Bia is stronger than Kesef? So Zush, a Niknas B'Kesef, a regular Isha, where Kesef does work, Eino Din She'Niknas B'Bia, all the more so Bia should work, because Bia is stronger, so shouldn't that be a simple kal v'chomer to teach us that Kiddushei Bia should work? And says Gemara, no, not every time that Kesef works does Bia necessarily work. You can't say that Bia is a fundamentally stronger form of Kinyan, and that if Kesef works, that Bia for sure works, because Amma Ivriya Tochiach, we see from Amma Ivriya that it's not so. She niknes b'Kesef, ve niknes b'Bia. And Amma Ivriya is acquired with Kesef, but not with Bia. Well, says the Gemara, that's logical. That's a separate story. You can't bring a raya from Amma Ivriya, because Mala Amma Ivriya, she'in kinyon l'shem ishus. Amma Ivriya, the kinyon is not meant to create ishus. Obviously, Bia is not going to be a form of kinyon that is how you acquire anything. It's not how you buy a house. It's not how Bia is obviously meant to be a form of ishus. I mean, you act like a husband, and merely you become the husband. So it makes sense in the context of Yibum, makes sense in the context of Kiddushin. It doesn't make sense in the context of Amma Ivriya. Tomar Bezu, Shekinyan L'Shem Ishus. Would you say the same thing over here where the Kinyan is for the sake of Ishus? Tamalomar Uva Allah. That's why the Pasuk says Uva Allah. that we need the pasuk uva'ala. Now that's a little bit strange. We had a kal v'chomer to learn kiddush ebiya. We tried to reject the kal v'chomer. We defended the kal v'chomer. So at that point, we should be left with a kal v'chomer that teaches kiddush ebiya. And then we say, oh yeah, and the pasuk says uva'ala. What do you mean? And the pasuk says uva'ala. We have a kal v'chomer. So v'lam alikra ha'asila. Why do I need that pasuk? I already have a kal v'chomer that teaches kiddush ebiya. So the Amar Rav Ashi mishum deikal meimer mikra didina pircha. He says no, the kal v'chomer can be rejected on different grounds. We try to reject the kal v'chomer with what's known as a yochiach. Yochiach means that you try to learn A from B. So we thought, well, C shows that your limon of A from B is not correct. We Amar Ivriya shows that it's not correct, and then we rejected that yochiach and we showed that Amar Ivriya is not mochiach anything. But now we're going to show that the kal v'chomer itself is internally flawed. That's an meikra d'dina pircha, that the kal v'chomer itself has an internal flaw. Because what are we trying to do? Meicha k'maisisla miyavama. We're trying to show kiddush ebiya can be derived from yibum. Well, mali yavama shekin zukukav almedes. Tomar v'zu shein zukukav almedes. By yibum it's different, because by yibum there's a pre-existing relationship. There's something that connects this man and this woman. When the first husband dies and the brother is still alive, there's an automatic connection. She is a surah to the world because of the existence of this brother. So she has already a connection with him. Bia can finish off a connection that already exists, but can you say that Bia is going to create a connection with a random single guy and single girl that don't know each other, that have no connection with each other, no previous halachic connection with each other? That's a much bigger thing to say. So tamalomar uvala. That's why in order to learn kiddush Bia, we need to have the word uvala. It does not suffice to just have the kal v'chomer, because this kal v'chomer is a fundamentally, internally flawed kal v'chomer. There is a gemara in Yevamos and Daf Nun Hayam Beis that uses a gezeirah shavah of kicha kicha, but a different gezeirah shavah of kicha kicha than we're used to. We've been discussing gezeirah shavah of kicha kicha, teach that there's such a concept called kiddushei kesef. The gemara in Yevamos learns kicha kicha from Arayos to teach that a woman is niknas b'tchilas bia, that tchilas bia is enough to be kona and isha when you do kiddushei bia. How do I learn? Because by Arayos you have the term kicha come up in the parsha of Arayos as well. So since you have the kicha over there by Arayos, so we have kicha over here as well. That's the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. The pasuk by Arayos that says kicha ish asher yikach es achoso. So the Rishonim all ask the question that if we're going to say that Arayos tchilas bia is going to work and therefore to be chayiv, therefore kiddushin tchilas bia works, why don't we use that same gzeirah shavah to teach the very din that bia works for kiddushin? Meaning, if we're going to use that gzeirah shavah of kicha kicha, teach me the details of kiddush bia, about how exactly, at what point in the bia kiddushin happens, shouldn't we be able to use that gzeirah shavah of kicha kicha to teach me that there exists such a thing called kiddush bia? Why do I need uva'ala? Why do I need a potential kal v'chomer that we rejected? It should be straight from kicha kicha, from that gezeirah shavah. So the Rishonim struggle with this issue, and they come up with several different approaches. Tosafot suggests, Dibur Maschil Uva'ala, Tosa suggests over here that without the pasuk Uva'ala, we would not have learnt this Gezeirah Shavah to teach us the Kinyan Bia, because the Kicha that it says by Arayos is not about a Kinyan at all. It's only once we know that Uva'ala, that there is a Kinyan called Bia, that we can then use Gezeirah Shavah of Kicha Kicha to teach me some of the details of that Kinyan. But you have to get to square one first. You have to get to the first step, and the first step is to teach me that Bia is in fact the form of Kinyan. Now, had we not had Uva'ala, what would we have done with that Gezeirah Shavah? You'd have to do something, because Ein Adam Dan Gezeirah Shavah Me'atzmo, Elam Kin Kibla Mirabah. They must have had a Mesorah of such a Gezeirah Shavah to do something. So, okay, the Achronim discussed that, the Atzmos Yosef, others discussed what would they have done with that Gezeirah Shavah. They must have had something else up their sleeve to do with that Gezeirah Shavah. So then Tosafot and Yevamos on Daf Nun Hayam Beis suggest that without Uva'ala, we would have learned from Kicha Kicha that there is a Kinyan Bia, but then we would not have known that Kesef works for Kiddushin, because we would not have used Kicha Kicha from Steyafron that Kesef works for Kiddushin. Meaning, we have a Mesorah that there's such a Gezeirah Shavah of Kicha Kicha. We would not have necessarily known that there's two gzera shavas of kicha kicha. So had I not had the word uva'ala, I wouldn't have used the kicha kicha to teach me kiddush kesef. That's what Tosas writes in Maseches Yevamos. Okay, so different approaches in the Rishonim. There are more as well as to why I need uva'ala. Why can't I just learn it from kicha kicha? Now, when the Gemara had said you can't learn anything from Yevama because Yevama is a kuk of Omedes, so Rashi explains that Yevama is a kuk of Omedes because of the kiddushin of the deceased husband, and that's why bia alone is enough to create, to finish off the connection. But bia we don't find ever works for the beginning of a kinyan. So Tosus in Dibra Maschlema asks the question, why don't we insert that into the Kal V'Chomer and say the Kal V'Chomer, just put that all as part of the package of the Kal V'Chomer, that if Yevama, which cannot be acquired with Kesef, even though there's already a previous connection, still Kesef isn't strong enough to even finish off that connection, yet can be acquired with Bia. So a woman who could be acquired with Kesef even when there's no previous connection should for sure be able to be acquired with Bia. That's what Tosa, that's what we should have included in the Kal V'Chomer. So Tosa says that the Gemara means to say that the Iker Mitzvah of Yibum is L'Hakim L'Achiv Shem, and that's why it's Niknas B'Bia, meaning that Bia is fundamental to what Yibum is trying to accomplish, and that's what it means. Shekein Zekuk of Amed. It's nothing to do with the previous connection, not a previous connection. We're trying to explain what Bia is all about, what Yibum is all about. Yibum is all about establishing a name for his brother. So that can only be accomplished with Bia. It's not going to be accomplished with anything else. That's what the Gemara means to say. Nothing about whether there's you're already halfway there and you only need the act that you're doing to create issues to finish off something that's already been started. Nothing to do with that. It has to do with the function and the purpose of the act that you're doing, and only Bia will actually serve that that purpose. Tosfos also suggests that maybe what the Gemara means, like Rashi says, that Bia is only Gomer the Kinyan, and but we don't include it all in the Kal V'Chomer because we find by Yevama only that it's Gomer the Kiddushin of the first guy. So you can't learn from there that it's going to help for a Tchilas Kinyan, that it's going to help for a new Kinyan with a new person. And only helps to be Gomer the Kinyan of a previous person. Okay, so it says the Gemara further now. Now that we discussed the source for Kiddushe Kesef, we discussed the source for Kiddushe Bia, that leaves only one type of Kiddushin that we have not yet discussed, and that is Kiddushe Shtar. Uminayin Sha'af B'Shtar. How do I know you could be Mekadish Nisha even with the Shtar? V'dinu it's a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Kesef She'in Motzi. Machnis, if Kesef, which does not affect a get, it will not affect divorce, yet it can affect kiddushin, shtar shemotzi enodin shemachnis, a shtar which can get a couple divorced, so for, should for sure work to create kiddushin. Says the Gemara, no, you can't prove that kesef is less powerful than shtar because kesef cannot affect divorce, because we do find that kesef is more powerful than shtar in other contexts. Mal kesef shekin podin bo hegdish u'maaseh sheni. Kesef can be used to be podin hegdish and to be podin maaseh sheni. Tomer shtar shein podin bo hegdish u'maaseh sheni. Would you say the same thing about shtar? Shtar you cannot be podin hegdish u'maaseh sheni with. So don't set a baseline where you're trying to show that kesef is more powerful, that shtar is more powerful than kesef, since shtar can affect divorce. You see that kesef is also more powerful than shtar in a certain sense. T'chsiv nasan kesef v'kamlo. That's how you see that kesef could be po dehektish and ma'aser sheni. So says Gemara, rather, how do I know that kiddush shtar works? Amar kra the yatzav ha'isa. One of the most fundamental principles in this mesechta and in the previous mesechta, the yatzav ha'isa makish havaya liyatzia, that we have the pasuk links kiddushin to gerushin. It never actually says those words back to back to each other. V'yatza v'haisa, when it says v'yatza mibeisa v'holcha v'haisa li'ishacher, that v'yatza mibeisa is gerushin, and then holcha mibeisa v'haisa li'ishacher is kiddushin to someone else. So you see that we have this hekish between havaya and yitzia, my yitzia b'shtar, and therefore just like divorce can happen with a shtar, af havaya nami b'shtar, kiddushin could also happen with a shtar. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. If we're going to compare kiddushin to divorce fully, and whatever way you could, whatever methods you can use for divorce, you can use for kiddushin as well. It should be a two-way street. Whatever methods you can use for kiddushin should work for divorce as well. And this therefore begs the question: Va'akish nami yitzia lahavaya, ma havaya b'kesef af yitzia b'kesef. Why don't we say that you should be able to get divorced with kesef, because we could be makish yitzia la'avaya. You can get married with kesef, so divorce should work with kesef as well. The Gemara is going to have three explanations why that's not going to happen, why we cannot say that you get divorced with kesef. Explanation number one, Amar Abaye yomru kesef machnis kesef motzi. You're going to say that kesef could be machnis and kesef could be motzi. Kesef can cause a marriage, kesef could end a marriage. Senegor yasa kategor. That seems crazy, that the very same thing that's going to create this bond is also going to destroy that bond. It doesn't make sense that something that can create closeness, that can create a connection of marriage, this ultimate closeness, can also then come and destroy the marriage. The Rishonim already point out that senegor yasa kategor over here is a little bit different than in kategor. It's not the normal usage of the term ein kategor nasa sneger. The primary sugi of ein kategor nasa sneger is when it comes to shofar Rosh Hashanah, that when token to shofar shal para, why don't we use a cow's horn for the shofar? Ein kategor nasa sneger. It's a reminder of the Chet HaEgel, so that we don't use the horn of a cow. Why is it that a Kohen Gadol does not go with the big day zav lefnayim v'lefnim? The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that he doesn't go into the Kodesh HaKadosh Yom Kippur wearing his big dezav, ein kategor nasa senegar. So the Gemara over there explains that we only say ein kategor nasa senegar when it's something that's lefnim, when it's something that's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or something like that, when it's something that's a ritzui in such a holy area. What about the shofar? The shofar's not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but kivin de lezikaron kasi ki lefnim dami, the Gemara says. That since it's meant as a way of Klal Yisrael davening on Rosh Hashanah, and all tefillos go through the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's our connection point to the Ribono Shel Olam, so it's considered kilifnim. So this does not fit that model of things that involve ritzui, that involve trying to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way. This is just that it's illogical, so it's a borrowed term over here. Over here, Enkateganas Neger is not the normal term, but we understand what it means, that it shouldn't make sense that the same thing that can create a marriage should be able to destroy a marriage. Well, affect the Gemara, but isn't that the whole concept of Makish Havai Eliyatiyah, that the same thing that creates a marriage destroys a marriage? Yehachi Shtar Nami Yomru Shtar Motzi Shtar Machnis Kategori Yasa Senegar. Then we should have the same problem when it comes to Shtar. If Shtar can end a marriage by writing a get, how could you have such a thing as a Shtar Kiddushin to start a marriage, to create a marriage? And it says Gemara, Mili Dai Shtar Lechud, Mili Dai Shtar Lechud. No, it's not the same Shtar that ends a marriage that would begin a marriage. Meaning the Shtar of a get says Hareyat Megureshes Mimeni, and the Shtar of Kiddushin says Hareyat Mekudeshesli. They're entirely different Shtaros. I could have one Shtar that says you owe me $1 million, another Shtar that says I owe you $1 million, and one of those Shtaros is a Shtar I'm going to like a lot, and the other one is one that I'm not going to like a lot. They make them completely different based on the words of the Shtar. So it's not that we just view all Shtars the same. So frankly, Marvel Hakanami, Haikas Buluchud, Vaikas Buluchud. Well, why can't you say the same thing about Kesef? Yes, you can get married with Kesef, and maybe we should say you can get divorced with Kesef as well. I ain't going to take another snigger. It's different Kesef. I'm not using the same cash that I got married with. I'll be sure that I'll use different money to get divorced than I used to get married. And says Gemara, Tiva Miyachadhu. Now, all Kesef is interchangeable because it's currency. So as long as it has value as currency, it's all the same. Meaning, if you give me a $5 bill or you give me five singles, it means the same thing to me. It has the same meaning to me. As opposed to a shtar, like we said before, if I have a shtar that says I owe you $1 million and a shtar that says you owe me $1 million, those mean very different things to me. So shtar, based on its wording, is going to mean different things. Kesef all means the same thing. So that's why we cannot say the first approach, Abaye's approach, that's why we cannot say that you could do gerushin with kesef. Just because Makash Abaye Litzia does not mean divorce can happen with kesef. Second suggestion, Rava Amar Krava Kasavla. Pasuk says v'kasavla. So what do we derive from there? B'ksiva miskareshen miskareshes b'kesef. That since it specifically says because of La Sefer Krisus Nasala, that you have to write her a Sefer Krisus to divorce her, so we darshan from there that it's Dafka Ksiva that can affect divorce. Kesef cannot affect divorce. But maybe that miut of the kasavla is coming to teach me that you can't do kiddushin with the shtar. How do you know it's coming to teach me that you can't do gerushin with kesef, maybe it's telling me that gerushin happens with a shtar, but nothing else should be able to happen with the shtar, that kiddushin should not be able to happen with the shtar. So it says, well, haksiv, yetzav ha'isa, makish of ha'il yitziyah, we have the hekish, so there has to be something that overlaps, something that works for both, otherwise we have no use for that hekish. So essentially what we're saying is we have two competing drushes. On the one hand, we have the kasavla to tell me that something that works for get should not work for marriage or vice versa, and we have makshava yitziyah to tell me that something that works for one should work for the other. So says Mar Umari Isa. So who told you that shtar should work for both and kesef should only work for kiddushin? Maybe we should have said the opposite, that makshava yitziyah should tell you that kesef works for both kiddushin and gerushin, and that shtar does not work for both. That shtar only works for gerushin. So says Gemara, mistavra kai begerushin memait gerushin. It's most mistavra that vikas of law will be excluding another form of gerushin, because vikas of law is a pasuk in the parsha of gerushin. So it's most mistavra that that will be telling us how to, that this is the only way to divorce and to exclude any other method of divorce. Kai begerushin might kiddushin, but should we be discussing gerushin and excluding kiddushin? Not mistaver that that would be the case. So, effectively, Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, da'apikle lahai kral l'drash achrina, she'enim skareshes bekesef minalei. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who uses this pasuk for some other drasha, that a woman cannot be divorced with kesef, how is he going to know that a woman cannot be divorced with kesef? So he's going to need to come on, he uses because of that, teach me something else. So he's going to need to come on to a third source of how I know that that kesef does not affect divorce. So Amakra, pasuk says, sefer krisos. When it describes a get, it calls a get a sefer krisos. So we make a drasha, sefer korsa, vein dover acher korsa. That the only thing that can affect krisus is a sefer, but nothing else can actually be kores, nothing else can affect divorce. For Rabbanan, high krisus may avdilei. What do the Rabbanan do with krisus? They use the term sefer krisus to teach not that nothing else can affect divorce other than a shtar, but rather that the nature of the shtar of a get has to be done and has to be given in such a way where there's an absolute severance of all ties between a husband and wife. Kiddetanya, like the Brisa teaches, for example, harezek yitech almanas shelo tishti yayin. If a guy gives a get to his wife almanas that she doesn't drink wine, almanas shelo telchi lebeis avicha, or almanas that she doesn't go to her father's house, li olam. If she makes that almanas forever, he makes it a tanai that's forever, ein zeh krisus. That's not krisus, because as long as she lives, she always has to be thinking in the back of her mind, I may not really be divorced from my husband, because what if I go to my father's house now? What if I drink wine now? So that is not a krisus. But if he puts a time limit on it, kol shloshim yom, he says, for the next 30 days, this is your get. If for the next 30 days you don't drink wine, then I raise a krisus. Then it is a valid krisus, because there is a clear time where all ties are going to be severed between her and her husband. Rabbi Yossi Aglili mikaris krisus kanafkale. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, yes, I can use sefer krisus to teach that you can only get divorced with a shtar and not with kesef, and I could still use sefer krisus to teach that you need a davar akaris beino leveina, because the pasuk could have said kares, but it says krisus, so therefore I can make two drushas. Rabbanan kares krisus lo mashmalu. The Rabbanan don't think that you can make two drushas out of that one word, krisus. So now we have come to a conclusion of how we know all three forms of kiddushin. We have kiddusha kesef, we know from either yatzachinam ein kesef ladin zev, liyesh kesef ladin acher, or from kicha kicha misteafron. We have kiddushe bia from the word uva'ala, and we have kiddushe shtar from the yatzav ha'isa, that we're makish havaya liyitziyah, that if you can get divorced with shtar, you can get married with shtar. So over the past couple of dapim, that's what we've established. All three forms of kiddushin. Now that we have all three forms of kiddushin taught us in the Torah, the Gemara wants to know why the Torah had to tell me all three of them. Couldn't the Torah have just told me one or two of them, and I would have derived the others? I would have figured, come on, if you can get married with the mashal with bia and shtar, for sure kesef should be able to work. So it says Gemara, chad mechad ala asya. You certainly cannot derive any one from any other. But tesi chad mitarti, we should be able to derive one from the other too. So hey tesi, Tosi. Says Gemara, which one do you want the Torah to leave out that we could have derived from the other two? Lo lichtav Rachmana b'shtar. Would you like for the Torah to have not ever alluded to any idea of kiddush shtar, to have left out this whole v'yatzav ha'isa drasha v'tesi mehanach, and derived from the fact that there's such a thing as kiddush kesef and kiddush bia, that there must be such a thing as kiddush shtar? Well, malahanach shkenanas meruba. But kesef and bia have something in common that shtar doesn't. That they involve a significant amount of hana'a. People get great hana'a from both kesef and bia. There's zero hana'a that people get from shtar. So just because kesef and bia work for kiddush doesn't mean shtar is going to work. So what would you suggest? Lo nichtav rachmana bebia. Maybe the Torah never should have mentioned kiddush bia. It only should have mentioned kiddush shtar and kiddush kesef. V'tesi mehanach, and learn bia from shtar and kesef. Well, malahanach shekein kinyan and meruba. But shtar and kesef are both normal ways of doing kinyanim, where you have a lot of it. You can be kona karka, you can be kona avadim with shtar and with kesef. So maybe that's why it would work for kiddushin. I wouldn't necessarily know that bia works for kiddushin. Bia works in only one place other than kiddushin, and that is yibum. It's the only other place that we find that it ever works. So I wouldn't have necessarily known on my own to apply bia for kiddushin. So lo nitzav rachmana b'kesef v'tesi me'anach. Maybe you want to suggest, okay, so don't mention kiddushin kesef. Just mention shtar and bia, and I'll figure out on my own that kesef works, because kesef, like bia, has a lot of hana'a, and like shtar is kinyan and meruba. So there's not going to be any mochiach. You should be able to learn kesef from shtar and bia. Says Gemara, malahanach shkin yeshem balkarcha. There's something that shtar and bia have in common that kesef does not. That shtar and bia can both work in specific cases against the will of the other party. Shtar, a get, can work balkarcha v'nisha. A woman does not have to be interested in the get for the get to work. And bia works by yibum balkarcha. So since, whereas kesef never works balkarcha. So we could not have derived kesef from shtar and bia. V'chitema kesef nami balkarcha ba'ami ivriya. But you say, what are you talking about? Kesef absolutely works balkarcha in a specific case. When you purchase nami ivriya, she doesn't have a say in the matter. Her father sells her and she's sold as nami ivriya, and that's it. So you see that kesef works even balkarcha. Says Gemara, yeah, but be'ishus mir lo ashkechan. You don't find that kesef works for kinyan ishus balkarcha. And this again highlights a point we made on Daf Beis, that when we talk about Kiddushei Kesef, we're not talking about purchasing something. This is not Kesef Piron. This is not Kesef that you're paying for ownership of something, like you pay for ownership of Nama Ivriya. This is Kesef Kiddushin, which means it's a Kinyan Isser. It's an entirely different type of Kinyan. That's what the Gemara is really drawing out over here. That Be'ishus Mi'el Lo'ashkan means it's not the same. It's not the same Kinyan Kesef that you use to buy to buy a field, and to buy a table, and to buy an edit that you would use to get married. That when you use kesef to get married, you're not buying anything. What you're doing is you're creating a kinyan iser, but through transference of kesef from the husband to the wife. Good. Says Gemara, Am Rav Huna, chupa kona mikal v'chomer. Rav Huna suggests that there is a fourth type of kiddushin. Once we got through the first three and we explained how you cannot learn the structure of the beginning of Masechta, it's pretty perfect. It's exactly what you would hope it to be. That we started the Mishnah by saying that there are three types of kiddushin, so we went through methodically how we know each of the three types of kiddushin, how we can't learn each from the other, and now we're going to suggest, well, maybe there's a fourth. Maybe there's a fourth way of doing kiddushin, and that is chupa. Now, before we get into what Rav Huna's svara is, we have to discuss what exactly chuppah is. The Rambam writes in the 10th parak of Hilchos Ishus that chuppah is bringing the woman into the Beis Habal v'syachduso ima sham, and them having yichud together there. Svarim don't do yichud. Most svarim don't do yichud at the wedding hall, because the explanation I think they give is that that would finish the marriage. That would make them have nisuin, and the woman has to cover her hair after nisuin. So they don't want her to have nisuin at the wedding hall, because she's not going to want to cover her hair right away. So if you do yichud, if they would do yichud at the wedding hall, then it would require covering the hair right away. Of course, it creates a bigger kasha. The bigger kasha that it creates is that they're making the brachos of nisuin under the chuppah, and then they're not doing nisuin until 4 hours later when the wedding's over, 5 hours later when the wedding's over, when they finally have yichud together. So that's very, very difficult, how they could separate the yichud, which is what they hold nisuin is, the shitas harambam. That's the definition of chuppah from the actual brachos. Rav Shechter, it often says that he prefers not to make a bracha under a Sephardic chuppah. because he doesn't want to say a bracha, but he's choshish, it's bracha levatal, because it's going to be such a hefsik between the bracha and the actual nisuvin. When push comes to shove, he'll do it. When they call him up and the person says he really wants it, but he prefers not to, because he says that they should, a lot of times they honor Ashkenazi rabbis to say the brachas. They should inform them that you should know that that there's not going to be a yichud for a long, long time. Okay, but anyway, that's the Shittas Rambam. The Ramah quotes other opinions of what chuppah might be. The Ramah in Ibn Ezra Siman Nun Hei Sif Aleph writes that chuppah might be hachnasas lebeis habal, even without yichud, just bringing her into his property, into his area, something that's his house. Or it might be prisa sudar al rosh hakala b'shas birchas nisuin, spreading a canopy over the kala while saying the birchas nisuin. That's what we typically call chuppah, that there's a canopy spread over. And then there's the sheet of Tosos, that it's yitzias hakala bihinuma, that she goes out with a veil over her head. Covering her face with a veil is what creates what we call badekin, that would be chuppah. That's a third opinion that the Rama quotes. The Rama says that minuk pashut is to call chuppah the yiria prusal gabi klunso. So you have poles and you have a canopy over those poles, and we bring the chasen and kala berabim under that, and we say kiddush, we say the brachos of eris and anisuin. That's what we call. And then they go to makom yichud, and that's what we call chuppah nowadays. So nowadays we try to be machmir for every single one of these shittos. What do? We actually do badekin. We bring her under the chuppah. We bring her under this canopy. He's machnis her to a cheder yichud, and so we do yichud as well. The question is, do we do machnisal the beso, bringing her into his house? So that's the question that the Ezer Mikodesh writes, that the bias that the chasen is machnas the kala to should be kanoilo, which should belong to him, because without that you don't have that fourth shita being covered of being machnisa lebeso, even without yichud. So that's what some of the minhag, that the chasen will rent the cheder yichud or the makam achupa itself from the father-in-law who paid for the whole wedding hall, in order to be yotzei that shita. But not everyone is knowing that way, but that's the chumrah, to try to be yotzei all four shitos. So says the Gemara now, so Rav Huna suggests chuppah is kona mikal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is as follows: umak kesef sheinu machal b'truma kona, if when you do kiddusha kesef, the girl cannot yet eat truma, yet it does, if the guy's a kohen, the girl cannot yet eat truma, yet it is kona for kiddushin, chuppah shemachalus b'truma einu din shetikna. Chuppah, where after you do chuppah, they have nisuin already, so the girl is allowed to eat truma, so all the more so it should work to create a kiddushin. So v'kesefeinu machal, ask the Gemara, when you do kiddush kesef, can the girl not eat truma? Is that true on a daraisa level? V'amar Ula taught us that the opposite is true. Dvar Torah on a daraisa level, arusa bas yisrael ocheles b'truma, that when you have erisin, she can already eat truma. Shenamar v'koin kikin nefesh kinyan kaspo, v'hai kinyan kaspo hu, that's called kinyan kaspo, and that's all you need to eat truma. Umatam amru eino ocheles, and what's the reason that we say that she cannot eat truma? Midrabanan, it's all a gzera that she might pour a cup of truma for the people that she's still living with, the rest of her Yisrael family that she's still living with. So really, on a daraisa level, a girl can eat truma right after erusin. It's only midrabanan that we're afraid what she's going to do with that truma, that we don't allow it. So Rav Huna, to say that chuppah should work based on truma, that if chuppah can feed her truma, that chuppah should work for kiddushin, it's not true. That if kesef can feed her truma and kesef works for kiddushin, then chuppah, which feeds her truma, should for sure. Kesef cannot feed her truma, and chuppah, which can feed her truma, should for sure work. It's not true that kesef cannot feed her truma. Kesef can feed her truma on a daraisa level. Ela parachachi. So you have to say as follows: Uma kesef sheino gomer kona. What Rav Huna's Kalvachomer really should have been is that Kesef cannot finish the job, it cannot create Nisuin, and yet it can create Kiddushin. Chuppah, which can create Nisuin, all the more so, should be able to create Kiddushin. So says Gemara, well, Kesef can put Ba'akdesh Shemai Sasheni. Well, Kesef can do certain things that Chuppah can't. You can be Podag Shemai Sasheni. With Kesef, you can't do that with a Chuppah. So says Gemara, Bia Tuchiach. Well, Bia should show you, because Bia can be Kone. even though it cannot be Poda Hagdash Maisa Sheni. Says more, yeah, but Bia could do certain things that nothing else can do. Mala Bia can Kona be Yavama. Bia can be Kona be Yavama. Yeah, but Kesef Yochiach. Kesef cannot be Kona be Yavama. So we should have a Chazra Din, a Tzana Shava between Bia and Kesef. Lori Zakrizav, Lori Zakrizai. Each one has some power that the other one doesn't. Kesef is Poda Hagdash Maisa Sheni. Bia is Kona be Yavama. So each one has its own qualities. But at Tzana Shavish Ben, what Bia and Kesef have in common is Shekonin Bialma Vekonin Kan, that they work as Kinyanim in other contexts, and they work as Kinyanim for Kiddushin, Safani Avi Chuppah, Shekonin Bialma Vekonin Kan. So Chuppah, which works in another context, namely for Nisuin, should also work in the context of Kiddushin. That's Rav Huna's argument. Says Gemara, not, you can't learn from Kesef and Bia to learn Chuppah, because Malat Sara Shavish Ben, Shekinan Asim Ruba, Kesef and Bia both involve a great deal of Hana'ah. Chuppah does not involve a great deal of Hana'ah. No matter what your definition of chuppah is, it does not involve a great deal of hana. Walking into a room, having a veil pulled over your face, walking under a canopy, having yichud, does not involve a great deal of hana. So it says more shtar yochiach. We need to bring shtar into the picture as well, because shtar does not have a great deal of hana, but that also creates kiddushin. But mal shtar shekein motzi bebas yisrael. But shtar has its own koach that it couldn't divorce a woman. So kesef v'bia yochichu. But kesef v'bia don't have that in common with shtar. Chazar Adin, so it's a three-way Tzad HaShava. Lo Rizeh Krizeh, Lo Rizeh Krizeh, that none of the qualities of Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, each one has its own unique quality that the other two don't share, but at Tzad HaShavish Ben, Shekonin Bialma. What they all three have in common is that they work in some other context, V'konin Kan, and they also work to create Kiddushin. So therefore, Afani Avi Chuppa, Shekonin Bialma, so I should be able to bring in Chuppa, which works in another context, namely Nisuin, V'konin Kan, and therefore Chuppah should be able to work for Kiddushin as well. That is Rav Huna's argument. Rav Huna's argument is we should learn that Chuppah works for Kiddushin as a fourth method of Kiddushin based on the Tzad HaShava of the other three, of Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. That if Kesef, Shtar, and Bia work in other places and they work to make Kiddushin, that so Chuppah, which works in another place by Nisuin, should work to make Kiddushin. So it says, but all three of those things can be done Bal Karcha in one context or another. Kesef can be done Bal Karcha Vename Ivriya, Shtar can be done Bal Karcha by Get, and Bia can be done Bal Karcha by Yibum. Chuppah can never be done Bal Karcha. Rav Huna Kesef Mia Bi Ishus Lo Ashkan Bal Karcha. And Rav Huna would respond, just like we said in Amud Aleph, you can't call Kesef Bal Karcha because it could be done by Name Ivriya. Am Ivriya has nothing to do with Ishus. Am Ivriya is an entirely different type of Kenyan. But we never find that Kesef works Bal Karcha when it comes to Ishus. Amar Rava Shtei Tshuvas B'davar. Rava says, I have two reasons why Rav Huna is wrong. Chada Dishalashtan V'dal Lotnan. First, most fundamentally, Rav Huna suggested that there's a fourth way of doing Kiddushin, but it says in the Mishnah Beferish that there are three ways of doing Kiddushin, so it doesn't say four. So it can't be that there's a fourth way. Va'od, and second of all, Klum Chuppah Gomeres Ela Yidei Kiddushin. What do you want to show? That Chuppah generally works in some other context, so it should work for Kiddushin as well. What do you mean in some other context? For Nisuin? Nisuin only happens once you have Kiddushin as at the ground level. Nisuin only finishes off what was started with Kiddushin. The Chigar Min Chuppah Shalai Yidei Kiddushin Min Chuppah Shalai Yidei Kiddushin. So we're going to derive that if Chuppah can work after Kiddushin was already done, that Chuppah should work before Kiddushin was done, that Chuppah should work even without Kiddushin being done previously. So I'm going to buy a response. How the comment Gimel Tanan V'dal Lo Tanan Tana Milsa D'Ksiv Be'ed Yekatani Milsa Lo Ksiv Be'ed Yelo Katani. The fact that the Mishnah says that there are only three methods of Kiddushin, you shouldn't be medayik anything from there, because it could be that the Tana of the Mishnah is only listing those three things that could be derived directly from Chumash. But this Chuppah cannot be derived directly from Chumash. You need this Tzad HaShava to learn it from the other three. So that doesn't bother me so much. With the comment Klum Chuppah Gomer Salah Yidei Kiddushin, and the fact that you say that Chuppah only works Al Yidei Kiddushin, Rav Huna Nami Achikamar, Umak Kesef Sheinu Gomer Achar Kesef Kona. That's Rav Huna is incorporating all of that. If Kesef, which does not work even after you have a Kiddushin, Kesef doesn't make Nisuin, Chuppah Shogomer is Achar Kesef. Chuppah, which against the backdrop of Kiddushin, can create Nisuin, so in that sense it's more powerful than Kesef. Einu Din Shetikna should for sure be able to create Kiddushin. Tanu Rabbanan, Ketzad b'kesef, how do we do Kiddushay Kesef? Nasan l'kesef, v'shav v'kesef, v'amrla, harei v'mekadeshes li harei v'mures li harei li lintu, harei z'mekadeshes. Use any of those three l'shonos, that creates Kiddushin. Avul hish nasan v'amrhi, but if she gives the money and she says, harei ni mekadeshes lach, harei ni mures lach, harei ni lach lintu, I am here by your wife, ain't a mekadeshes, does not work. Maskar of papa, taimed the nasanu v'amrhu. The reason it works is he says and he gives. Hanasanu v'amrhi. What if he gives the kesef Kiddushin, but she's the one that says the part? Ainu Mekadeshes, that does not work. But then Ema Sefer, the Sefer went on to say, Aval hi shenasna lo va'amra hi lo av a Kiddushin. That if she does all the saying and the giving, it's not a good Kiddushin. The diuk to make from that is, time is nasna va'amra hi, it's because she did everything that it didn't work. Hanasan hu va'amra hi, have a Kiddushin. But the implication is that if he gave and she said, it would be a good Kiddushin. So it's a stira between the diuk of the Resha and the diuk of the Sefer. So Resha dafka Sefer kedina. So says Gemara, the Resha's precise, the Sefer's not. V'tani Sefer milsa the sasul of the Resha, but it's a stira in the diuk. Elahachikamer nasanu v'amru pshita dav kedushin. What we mean to say is, if he does everything, that's obviously kedushin. Nasanu v'amrihi nasa kemish nasanu v'amrihi v'lav kedushin. If she does anything, it's as if she did everything, and it's therefore a zero. Or we might be saying that if he does everything, it definitely works. If she does everything, it for sure doesn't work. If he gives and she says, that we don't take a stance on because that's really a suffix, and therefore we have to be choshish for it. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots.